New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District includes the southern edge of the Garden State and parts of Gloucester and Ocean Counties, and is home to one of the three Republican representatives in the state's congressional delegation. The district's incumbent Republican, Jeff Van Drew, is seeking his 4th term and is being challenged by Democrat Joe Salerno and the Green Party's Thomas Canavo. WHYY's New Jersey reporter Kenneth Burns tells us about this WHYY News Race to Watch.
Van Drew did not respond to interview requests, but the Democrat-turned-Republican, through his views on conservative media and his YouTube page, has maintained hardline stances on immigration, border security, and Ukraine. On Newsmax earlier this year, Van Drew called for an audit on the federal dollars sent to Ukraine.
Where did it go? How did we spend it? What is the pathway to victory? I would want to actually see or hear from the president and others, where are we going with this? I feel badly for the Ukrainian people and the border issue that they have, but we've got to take care of our people and our border issue first.
Van Drew supported a Republican-led border bill that included $9 billion in grants for border states, but was critical about a Senate bipartisan immigration proposal.
It did nothing to continue to build the wall. It did not institute the Remain in Mexico policy. It didn't allow the immediate expediting of individuals who did get through back to their country of origin.
Van Drew's Democratic challenger, Salerno, said the Senate compromise, which gave President Biden authority to shut down the southern border, was fairly comprehensive.
This is a desperately needed piece of legislation. And of course, Donald Trump said, yeah, I don't want to see that fixed on Biden's watch. So why don't we torpedo this? And Jefferson Van Drew was only too happy to oblige, because he's much more interested in having something to complain about than something to fix.
Salerno says Van Drew's loyalties do not lie with his constituents.
He's certainly attached at the hip to Donald Trump, and he seeks a pat in the head from the president over and over again. He seems to be more concerned about serving the interests of President Trump or former President Trump than the people of South Jersey.
Also running in the 2nd District is Thomas Canavo from the Green Party, whose platform includes universal single-payer health care and ending tuition for vocational and higher education. Canavo also did not respond to interview requests. Though the number of registered Republicans has grown slightly in the district, unaffiliated voters outnumber Republicans and Democrats. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.